welcome everyone to today's episode of I Am Xena Canada Empowering You. I'm so excited that you're here with us today. I want to tell you briefly what this radio show is all about. I Am Xena Canada Empowering You is a branch of I Am Xena, women on a mission and have a purpose to help other women and girls feel safe, protected from all forms of abuse. Each week, you will hear remarkable stories of women who have beaten the odds, risen above all challenges, and are now living their amazing lives full on like the amazing Xena warrior woman they are born to be. For more information or to join the I Am Xena movement, please visit www.iamxena.com. My name is Amy Hutton, and I'm in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I am your host of this show for today. And today on the show, I'm so excited to introduce you to actually a really good friend of mine, Miss Simone. And Simone and I know each other through the networking organization of eWoman Network. And I want to tell you just a snapshot of her story. So here's what I know about Simone, is that since 1992, Simone has solidified her title as an exceptional manual therapist, allied health practitioner, accomplished wellness and life-changing coach, speaker, and teacher. She's highly regarded and well-respected in the manual therapy field, with testimonials from professional athletes in the MLB, PGA, NHL, CFL, NFL, Olympic athletes, colleges, and strength coaches. Simone is commended for her continued research in the study of fascia, movement, and functions of the human body. So, hello, Miss Simone, how are you?
Hello.
I'm really excited. Hello.
I'm excited, too. This is a wonderful program, and I'm so happy to be part of it.
Thank you. And
you're welcome.
How are things today?
Things are fantastic.
Good.
Yes.
And you're in Calgary, right?
I'm living back in Calgary, and my reach with my business goes beyond just Calgary. It's North America and the world, you know, really empowering women and children to truly be who they want to be in all different ways, whether it's with the manual therapy, of course, you have to be in Calgary, but with the coaching piece, you know, that inspiration can be done like we're doing now over, you know, in a radio show, in a podcast, on the phone, through Skype. So help is out there in any way, shape, or form, no matter where you are in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So there are things in life that we all have to overcome, and some are more serious than others. Do you have anything in your life that you've overcome that you'd like to share with us briefly?
Well, I have lots of obstacles and lots of things that I've overcome in my life, because the more you do, the more you set goals, there will be obstacles. But one I think that is really relevant right now and for this program is a major obstacle for me looking back was really it started with my parents. And I didn't know at the time that it wasn't normal to really not have emotional support or financial support from really the time I was 15 years old on from my parents. So I really, you know, I didn't know that wasn't the way it was supposed to be. So I created my own reality. I got jobs. I got scholarships. But as I got older, what I realized, one of that obstacle of really not having that connection or that emotional support cost me a lot in personal relationships, in the sense that I learned not to trust people who said that they loved me, so I would trust strangers, which is not always the most optimal thing to do. And so I'm, you know, want to go back into a little bit more about how my parents were absent. They weren't just absent, they were both verbally, very verbally abusive. And I think that topic has not been addressed as, I guess, as significantly as it should be for women and children, because I think verbal abuse, it has such a powerful impact on people, boys and girls, women especially, because it affects your self-esteem. And for me, I thought I didn't listen to it, but it did creep through in certain areas of my life that I had low self-esteem and I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah. The whole line of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I was told that time and time again, so I can totally relate to you on that. Yeah, words do hurt, and they stay with you for a long time.
Yeah, so, they can make an imprint on who you are, because you can, you know, like positive things, they can imprint too, but that one negative or continual negative can make you question really your choices and who you are as a person.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you for sharing that part of your story with us today. If you could change anything in your life that has happened to you in your past, like, say, the issues around your parents, would you change anything?
You know what I would change is, like, if it was out there, support for parents to really, you know, continual support to learn how to communicate and not be defensive when their children do certain things, because there are, you know, there are books out there now that, you know, kids at this age do this, kids at that age, and it's actually a kind of a blueprint of what's happening. Kids do want to voice their truth, and some parents take that personally. So I would say, like, more support for parenting and more support for the children to have somewhere to go so they can voice what's happening to them. Because even in this day and age, people still keep it to themselves because you want to keep that secret or that abuse, you know, really out of your life. And so sometimes you hide from it, and sometimes you just are so ashamed you don't talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's pretty powerful, too. So, Simone, is this one of the reasons why you do what you do? So do you have a why for what you do for your business?
You know, yeah, the why has been a passion of mine to help people get out of pain. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, it was mostly physical pain, but the physical pain and the mental and emotion are all parallel. So, you know, what's happening mentally affects your body, and what's happening, you know, an injury affects your mind. And so they intertwine. And so, yeah, I've connected the two in my business. And the why is nobody spoke for me. Mm. And I really want to speak for children and for girls everywhere.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
So this does lead into what you do for your business. So how about you take a couple of minutes and just share what your business is about and why and what you do with it.
Well, basically I help people get out of physical pain, and most of the people that I treat have already seen almost everybody who's the best of the best. And what I found is that people were treating symptoms. And you can treat symptoms forever, but unless you treat the root cause, which in my opinion, the root cause is fascia. And the fascia is the connective tissue. It's a different type of connective tissue that really gives your body form. And inside your body, it creates space. So there should be flow inside instead of stagnant. And when people have injuries, whether they're physical, emotional, or mental, the body responds the same way. So you get pain. And the treatment that I created is fascia stretching therapy, and the results have been phenomenal.
Oh.
This has helped people, get out of pain.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking of your clients again and the people you've helped and worked with, do you have any testimonials or a story, like a before and after story that you're able to share on how things have changed for people working with you with your business?
Yeah, absolutely. So with children, because I work with children from birth all the way up, kids, you know, who have experienced concussions, the work that I do really helps them get back on track, no headaches, they can concentrate, they don't have the nausea. So, like, for kids, that's a big one. because you're falling and hitting your head all the time, or if you have physical abuse, then your head seems to be a major thing that gets hit. They don't realize how that can accumulate. And then when you do have a sporting injury or a car accident, how, you know, like you're like, wow, that was my first concussion, but it might not have been.
Mm.
So it's, yeah, so for with kids, that's a big one, concussions. And for a lot of people, they just have stiffness or pain, headaches, migraines, and the fascia work gives them mobility so they can walk. And, you know, we can take that for granted if mm-hmm. we're walking, but then one day something happens and we can't. Let's say we sprain an ankle, break a leg, or, you know, fracture a bone, the back, or your neck, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can't take it for granted anymore.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So you've seen changes within your clients, and
you know, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people who see me, they're actually, they go, wow, I've never experienced something like that before, because the stretching and opening up the connective tissue actually happens from within. So the body's doing that. I'm not. So there's no pressure involved, and so it just brings an awareness to someone right into their body going, wow, I didn't experience that. I didn't know I felt that. And the awareness is key for healing.
Yeah. That is
yeah.
true.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Simone, how do you stay empowered in your own life?
You know, I've stayed empowered through all of, you know, the hardships and the obstacles with my family. I really had God. So I talk to God every day, all day long. And, you know, I've experienced miracles. And, yeah, it just keeps me empowering that I know that there's something greater out there, you know, that has a plan for all of these obstacles to overcome, and, you know, there's a purpose to it. Daily, I have a daily practice of, you know, affirmations, like miracles happen, you know, all things are possible. And I think that affirmation I had really my entire life, because I didn't know failure was an option.
Oh.
I only knew that success, because I didn't have a safety net. So mm-hmm. I had to make it happen, or, you know, I didn't know what else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you could think of everything you do to stay empowered, what is one simple step that our listeners could do to empower themselves?
You know, for each person, find what works for you to stay empowered, whether it's a daily practice of writing your goals for that day, whether it's a daily practice of just saying, you know, words of inspiration that you love, or if it's music. There's one piece of music that brings you back to balance. So it could be any modality, but create a practice that you do continually and always schedule that time to do it. So first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, you know, have it on your iPhone, your iPad, and have it pop up, you know, for whatever time you get up in the morning. That's the first thing you read, the first thing you see, and the first thing you hear.
Hmm. That's an awesome suggestion. Thank you for suggesting that for the listeners. Now let's think again about the next generation of girls. So what is a message you would want to tell the next generation of girls about empowering themselves? So for example, if you could go back in time and tell your 11-year-old, 12-year-old self something, what would it be?
I think I would tell my 11 or 12-year-old self to always ask for help. I tried to do everything on my own, even at an early age, and as a team, you get so much further, and the independence is great, but you can have independence with like-minded people who value, you know, what you want. So I think that is an amazing thing, and also the delegating, because as you delegate, then you can really focus on what you do best.
Mm.
And also, don't be too over-focused that you can't see other options.
Oh, interesting. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Because I did that over-focused thing for a very long time, and, you know, I missed out on some opportunities that would have helped me, you know, in a quicker way, because I was so focused on doing it my way.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
I know that one, too. So what's coming up that our listeners need to go to know about in the fall?
The fall for me is actually kind of an amazing time because I'll be launching my book.
Yay.
Which we're coming up with a title, but it's a resource guide, 25 Solutions to Pain. And I'm really excited about that. And that should be launched in November. And creating a power health talk, different health professionals coming together and helping people get out of pain with different treatments, different therapies, different techniques, finding the solution that works for your pain, because everyone has a different path that they need to take to get that done.
Yeah, that's true. And I know healing takes time, and healing through pain, physical pain or other, takes time as well. So I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing is that it takes time, but there's also an order. The body and the mind picks the order itself that works for you, and it, you know, you really have to figure that out and find that, so to speak.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one, too. That's pretty cool. So, Simone, I don't think we shared your website at the top of the show. Do you want to share how people can get in contact with you?
Sure. So it's my name. It's SimoneFortier.com. So it's SimoneFortier.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And are you on social media and all that kind of stuff? Can they find you there?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, Simone Fortier, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so excited to have you on the show, and it was awesome. And do you have any final words of wisdom that you'd want to share with our listeners today?
Yes, absolutely. That challenges happen no matter how focused you are on life. It's what you do to overcome them, because there may be such a bigger, better opportunity around that challenge. And that, you know, failures happen. And there is no such thing as perfection, because we wouldn't learn anything if it was perfect. So to really accept that it might have not worked out the way you thought it would, but it might even be better.
Excuse me, that's really cool. That's a really good message to leave with our listeners. Thank you so much, Simone. It was such a pleasure.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
It was awesome to have you on I Am Zena Canada, empowering you today. Remember, everyone, that inch by inch, you can overcome any challenge that is in front of you, that I believe in you, and I know you can get through anything. Take care, and we'll talk with you next Tuesday at 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.